That's him. That's Dr. Shatlan.
I know. I studied nuclear physics under him. And that's the scale model of his moon craft.
Do you know how many countries are trying to develop just such a vehicle?
I can imagine. Whoever perfects it first will be able to explore the surface of the moon.
Dr. Renan, we want Dr. Shatlan.
We? Who's we?
Chaos.
Of course. And you'd be able to sell the plans for the moon craft to the highest bidder.
Exactly. That is why we've come to you. Probably the most accomplished evil genius in America.
In the world. Tell me, why haven't you been able to just kidnap Shotwire?
This is why.
Who is that man?
Maxwell Smart, an agent from the Control Organization. He has been guarding Dr. Shotwire day and night.
You mean to say you can't get by that one man?
Somehow he has managed to foil us every time. I'd like to have Smart to myself for 1 hour. I'd like to have him in my hands almost as much as I want Dr. Shatwire.
You shall have them both within 24 hours.
How?
You heard what Mr. Natz has been saying?
Yes, sir.
Can you deliver Shotwire and Smart here, alive?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me that this guy can succeed where a dozen well-trained chaos men have failed?
Watch.
What's that?
It's a vicious 800-pound gorilla.
He'll tear him to shreds.
Indeed he will, Mr. Natz. You carry a weapon, Mr. Natz.
Only this.
Instant analysis, please.
I was struck by three 45 caliber bullets, lead ore composite weighing approximately 220 grains apiece, traveling at almost muzzle velocity of 800 feet per second. Impact 456 foot-pounds per square inch.
Who is he?
Not he, Mr. Natz. It.
A robot?
Exactly. My invention. Strongest, most intelligent machine in the world.
How much?
$1 million.
When he delivers, both men.
Get Shotwire and get Smart.
You're just going to have to be more careful with Dr. Shotwire.
try and keep out of his way while you're guarding him. He says you've set back his work 6 months.
6 months? That's ridiculous. 3 months, 4 months tops.
Who's with Dr. Schottweyer now?
Agent 27. I relieve him in an hour.
Well, the plans have been changed.
They have?
Yes, here's what'll happen now. They're giving a party for Dr. Schottweyer, and I want you and 99 to attend.
Well, will there be a contact man at the party, Chief?
Yes, Agent 44 has been planted at the party according to plan GFC. Oh, and take Agent 91 with you.
Agent 91? I don't believe I know him. Is that a new number, Chief?
He's a new recruit. This is his first assignment, so I want you to keep an eye on him. He'll meet you at the garage office at 8 o'clock tonight. He'll use this password, the blue sun melts the red snow. Your countersign will be, and the purple water runs uphill.
Gotcha, Chief.
I want you to use your watch phone tonight. I don't want you taking off your shoe at the party.
Right, Chief. Anything else?
Yes. Here's some information on the people who will be at the party. Memorize it and destroy it before you leave. Anything wrong?
Well, Chief, I think I'll need a little time to have this decoded.
He's now memorized all the pertinent information about Schottweyer's scientific career. He has an IQ of over 200.
Perfect. A genius killer. What do you call him?
Jaime.
Jaime?
I made him. I call him what I want.
Jaime?
My father's name was Jaime.
Okay, call him what you want.
Wherever Jaime may go, we can observe on the special TV camera he's equipped with. Aside from his vast knowledge, he has the dexterity to take apart and reassemble the entire wiring system of any missile in the world. There's only one thing he isn't able to do.
Well, what's that?
Set up a lawn chair.
All I want him to do is to bring me Schottweyer and Smart. But I don't want Schottweyer hurt in any way. And I'll take care of Smart myself.
Do you understand, Jaime?
I understand.
Okay, take off. No, Jaime. I don't mean that kind of takeoff. You have to be very careful what you say to him. He sometimes responds to the exact meaning of words. Leave, Jaime. We can follow his progress on the viewing screen. He should be at the control garage at 8:10.
The blue sun melts the red snow. The blue sun melts the red snow. You better come with the right countersign, Mac. You're in trouble.
Detain him, Jaime.
Operator, quick! Give me special weapons.
Blue sun melts the red snow.
And the purple water runs uphill.
Agent Smart?
Yes, you must be 91.
My name is Jaime.
Jaime?
My father's name was Jaime.
Oh. That's very nice. Jaime, this is 99.
How do you do?
Hello, Jaime.
Now, this is our plan. We're to guard Dr. Schottweyer against any and all dangers without him realizing that we're doing it.
Right.
Now, Jaime, I know that this is your first assignment, and you're probably a little nervous. Don't be. Remember, experience isn't everything. You've also got to have heart. Come on, let's go.
Seems to be stuck.
Yes. Jaime, give me a hand. Never mind, Jaime. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
guards we saw posted on the way up. There isn't a chance in the world that a chaos man can get in here. That's Dr. Schottweyer over there. I want you to keep him under surveillance, but don't go near him.
I think it's about time to give our side a little edge.
99?
Yes.
I want you to make a check on all the women here and see if any of them look or even act suspicious.
Right, Max.
Jaime, disarm Smart, but don't let him know it. Destroy the gun.
Now you just stay here and keep your wits about you. And don't worry about a thing. Don't be nervous. I have complete confidence in you. I feel that I could put my life in your hands. Is the wind fair to Java?
All clear. No storm on the horizon.
I beg your pardon?
I said there's no storm on the horizon.
No, there isn't. As a matter of fact, I didn't notice a cloud in the sky on the way over. You know, if this nice weather keeps up, I may just take a run down to the beach tomorrow.
What are you talking about?
The beach. You were telling me about the weather, and I said I might take a run down to the beach.
I was giving you the countersign.
I was giving you the countersign.
Then I gave you the countersign.
But that's the wrong countersign for my countersign.
Is not? Here, I'll show you.
There you are. Middle of page 18.
That's the old book.
Well, I'm sorry, 86. I should have known you were right. It's just that I've been cooped up in so many clocks and lockers and glove compartments for so long. Nobody tells me anything. It isn't fair. I'm a good agent. I haven't been able to wear my tuxedo once. Not once. And who'd see it in a clock?
Don't get so emotional, 44. Here, you can have my book.
I couldn't do that.
Go ahead, take it. I've already memorized it.
86, I won't forget this.
You do the same thing for me. Now, buck up. I've got to get back to the party. Everything is okay so far. Have you seen anything suspicious?
No, sir.
You can call me Max, I mean. This is 86. Come in, control.
Max, we have reason to believe that there is a chaos agent at the party and that you and Dr. Schottweyer are in great danger.
Do you have any idea who it is, Chief?
Yes, we have the real... Hello, Max. Max.
Jaime, you broke my watch phone.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to see what time it was.
Something must have happened. I'd better try and contact Agent 44.
He was just about to tell me who the chaos agent was when you grabbed my phone. I'll tell 99 about it. Agent 44 is on the clock in the next room. Ask him if he knows anything. Well, hop to it, Jaime.
Agent 44, do you know anything?
Say anything?
No.
Whoever the chaos man is, he's probably trying to figure out who the control agents are. So we've got to remain inconspicuous. Let's not give ourselves away. Just watch me and do exactly as I do. we've been noticed, Tammy. Let's just try and act nonchalant. Let's go get a drink.
Waiter?
Thank you.
Okay, Jaime. Drink up.
What'll happen if he drinks?
I don't know. He isn't programmed for it. Jaime, don't drink.
Go ahead, Jaime, drink.
Don't drink.
Come on, Jaime, drink it up.
Don't drink.
Drink.
Don't.
Drink.
What happened?
He's short-circuited.
Drink.
I lost control of him.
Well, what's he likely to do?
I don't know. He might just stand there, or he might decide to kill everybody in that room.
What's Jaime up to? Is he out of his mind? I told him to stay close to Shotwire, but not that close. 99, we've got to get him out of there. He's liable to reveal his identity.
Right.
After all, he doesn't have our experience.
I'll distract Dr. Shotwire while you get Jaime away.
Right.
Hello, Dr. Shotwire.
Don't I know you from somewhere?
No, I don't think so, but I know you. You're very famous.
Oh, now.
I'd like to speak to you a minute, Jaime. Come on, Jaime, shake a leg. Now, look, Jaime, I think you've got the makings of a first-rate agent, but only if you obey orders. Now, you were told to stay away from Shotwire, weren't you? Jaime, you're drunk. Listen, Jaime, you're a nice guy, but you've got to learn to hold your liquor, so no more drinking. Agreed? Just say yes or no, Jaime.
Yes or no, Jaime.
Now, I'll leave and you follow right behind me. And don't forget to kill the light. Have you noticed anything suspicious?
No, Max. I think we ought to change our strategy. I think we ought to get Dr. Shotwire out of here before Chaos makes its move.
Exactly what I was thinking, but let me handle this. I've got to get Shotwire out of here without getting him too upset and without anybody else noticing it. It has to be handled with tremendous subtlety. Excuse me, Dr. Shotwire, but I wonder if you'd mind stepping outside with me for a minute.
Yes, I would mind. You know how I feel about you secret agents.
Got to get you out of here, Doctor. Somebody is trying to kill you.
Oh, nonsense.
I'm back again, Alonzo.
Please, Doctor, it's for your own good.
Leave me alone.
You talk to him, Jaime. I think he's taken a liking to you. See if you can get him out of here without anybody noticing it. I'll go check the front door. '99, whoever that Chaos agent is, he's going to try and stop us, so be ready for anything.
Right.
Let me get my coat and I'll be right with you, Jaime.
Great work, Jaime. But how did you get him to leave?
I appealed to his scientific curiosity. I told him I was a robot.
How in the world did you ever get him to believe that story?
I showed him my works.
Jaime, that's incredible. You're really prepared for everything.
That's fantastic, Jaime. You should get a medal for this. You knocked me out.
Max, are you all right?
99, what happened?
We're in some Chaos hideout. Jaime knocked you out and brought us here.
Jaime? But Jaime is one of our men.
No, Max, I'm afraid Jaime's one of them.
Well, why didn't you stop him?
I tried to, Max, but he picked us up and carried us like we were dolls.
That's impossible.
I think you'll find nothing is impossible to Jaime, Mr. Smart. He's superhuman.
Max, Jaime's a robot.
Well, of course he's a robot. That's what he told us. A real robot?
That's right. And he's a chaos robot.
Nuts! So you're behind all this.
I've been waiting for this a long time, Smart. I never got a chance to show you how grateful I am for those 10 long years I spent in prison.
You call this gratitude?
I spent most of that time dreaming of the day when you and I would meet again, and I would eliminate you once and for all.
Well, I've always admired a man with ambition.
This, by the way, is Dr. Ratten. I'm his creator.
Ratten, the famous inventor?
How do you do?
But you were once a highly respected scientist working on the side of good. What happened?
It just didn't pay well enough. Now, Mr. Smart, I'm going to order Jaime to destroy you.
Hurry it up, Ratten. Dr. Shotwire and I have a plane to catch for Europe.
Jaime, destroy Smart. I said destroy him.
It's all right, Jaime. I understand. You're not responsible for what you're doing. It's not your fault. I know that under that metal body of yours, there beats the mechanical heart of a really nice guy.
Jaime, you're crying.
Take it easy, Jaime. You'll rust your eyeball.
I gave you an order, you monster. I order you to destroy.
I didn't think it would work.
Thank you, Jaime. I'll get Dr. Shotwire.
Jaime, shake. No, Jaime. Shake hands. I knew you'd come through, Jaime.
You're the first one who ever treated me like I was a real person. I just couldn't destroy you.
Of course you couldn't. And I knew you couldn't. After all, Jaime, I'm no dummy. Well, what I mean, Jaime, is that I'm a good judge of monsters.
Incredible. So real, so lifelike.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
He saved our lives, Chief. And without him, Dr. Shotwire would have been taken by chaos.
We owe you a great debt. Is there anything we can do for you in return?
Would you like to join Control?
No, thank you.
No?
I just don't like violence.
What would you like to do?
I'd like to work for IBM.
Oh, because of your scientific curiosity.
No, it's a nice way to meet some intelligent machines.
Good thinking. What's your name?
Jaime.
Jaime?
His father's name was Jaime.